under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search for a man reported missing on Lake Jordan is now over. Elmore County authorities pulled a body from the lake Monday afternoon. Authorities were searching for 50-year-old Christopher Carpenter, who was last heard from on Sunday. They have not confirmed the identity of the body. Montgomery police have charged 22-year-old Keani Garrison with murder in the death of 26-year-old Nicholas Jones. Police say Garrison stabbed Jones in the 2600 block of Bradford Place Sunday afternoon. Investigators tell us that the two were dating and that an argument led up to the stabbing. And Tallahassee city leaders are trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for their fight against blight. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
An urgent new e-cigarette warning out with 450 people getting sick from vaping in 33 states. The American Medical Association is urging people to stop using e-cigarettes.
Felicity Huffman says in her desperation to be a good mother that she talked herself into believing that cheating was the best way to get her daughter into college.
A terrifying mosquito-borne illness has claimed two more victims. Known as Eastern Equine Encephalitis, Triple E is transmitted by a single bite.
Trump cabinet official denying a report out that he threatened the jobs of weather agency employees for knocking down President Trump's assertion that the hurricane would strike Alabama.
Study that was done through Cornell University that said a shortage of economically attractive men, that may be one of the reasons why marriage is on the decline.
Freedom from a sweltering capsized cargo ship and obvious relief after a dramatic rescue. The freed shipmates from the Golden Ray appearing soaked from head to toe.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on A2C, 272-9228. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. $60 value. What's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies you put in there from Tweakery Farm Market. But if you're a first-time caller, you get your name put in twice. Yeah. Doubling the chances of you winning. And all you got to do is tell us, and we'll put your name in. That drawing will be on Friday, believe it or not. 272-9228. Let's see where we're going to go here. La, 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 la. Peter Ducey. Trump dismisses Republican primary challengers. It's kind of cute. Listen in.
In America's election headquarters tonight, President Trump says the three men challenging him for the Republican nomination next year are a, quote, laughingstock and a joke. He's taking particular interest in the latest candidate to announce a run. Correspondent Peter Ducey has that story for us tonight.
The Democratic primary field has been shrinking. The Republican primary field
is growing as Mark Sanford joins Bill Weld and Joe Walsh as a Republican trying to wrestle the nomination away from the president.
I'm saying you never know.
But it's tough to launch a primary challenge when your home state cancels their primary. The South Carolina Republican Party announced this weekend, with no legitimate primary challenger and President Trump's record of results, the decision was made to save South Carolina taxpayers over $1.2 million and forego an unnecessary primary. President Trump piled on, first, with a tweet alluding to Sanford's affair with a, quote, flaming dancer friend, and then this.
And the third one, Mr. Tallahassee Trail or Appalachian Trail. He's the Appalachian Trail, right? The Tallahassee Trail is nice, too, but I think he was the Appalachian Trail. But he wasn't on the Appalachian Trail. He was in Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah, Tallahassee Trail, I know it's wrong. I know what I just said is wrong, but it sounds nice, doesn't it? It's the Appalachian Trail, but he wasn't there.
Unbelievable. I love it.
Do you think these impromptu, like these chopper talk, as they're calling it now, are more effective for him than, say, a daily press briefing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. I think he speaks for himself pretty well.
He speaks for himself, and the other people get into a tussle with the press person, and if a press person were to do to him what they did to Sarah Sanders, he would probably get him banned from the White House. He goes, "You're fake news.
You're fake news. Sit down. Sit down, Telemundo. All right."
See, he takes control of it, and that was part of the problem, is the press were running the thing, and they were basically just doing all sorts of bad things. I mean, I've seen plenty of those. Never seen it the way it was being done there. Okay, so Peter Ducey, stay with Peter. He's going to be talking about the Republican challengers. They're just not competitive here.
At this point, Sanford doesn't believe the attention on his infamous extramarital affair is fair game.
And in contrast to the president, where he says there's not a single thing that he sort of regrets or apologizes for, I profoundly apologize for that.
Kamala Harris is apologizing, too, for not quickly condemning a supporter's use of the R word.
And what are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this guy?
Well said.
Now she clarifies with a tweet, quote, "I didn't hear the words the man used in that moment, but if I had, I would have stopped and corrected him. I'm sorry." Harris is one of eight Democratic candidates appearing in a new ad promoting the hashtag gun safety president.
It is time for action.
We have to act in a bold way. Save thousands of lives.
Biden's campaign believes gun control is a way to win with young Democrats, but his campaign continues to focus more on electability. And he's undeterred by the occasional gaffe.
But if Donald Trump is reelected, Freudian slip.
Haven't dented Biden's solid lead, and there's another one tonight, because he, for a time, defended his vote for the Iraq war, but last week told NPR he was opposed to the war as soon as shock and awe started. Now his campaign is trying to clean it up, telling the Washington Post he misspoke about his immediate
Bad cut him up.
Yeah, because it cut off early.
Peter Ducey really is kind of coming of age here. The Kamala Harris quote, didn't understand. That is her problem. She'll sit there and just lie. She's just looking. She did that with the Breakfast Club stuff on the pot and things like that. She just keeps doing it time and time and time again. That's why she's so low in the boat.
And I was that little girl. Okay, yeah. Sure. Okay. I'm glad you were. I'm glad that California schools integrated in that way. But it was a pretty disingenuous attack on Biden.
And that's what she is. And she just, you know, somebody just texted me and said that's her standard operating procedure. That's what she does.
All sizzle without the steak.
And I said that from, that was going to be the thing that's going to get her in trouble. And it will be interesting to see what she does on Thursday night. Because she wants to catch that lightning back in a bottle on that first debate. And she may go back to that again, doing something, not exactly, but doing something similar, and trying to stand out in the crowd. It's, I don't know, it's, Thursday's going to be interesting.
Yeah, some of these folks who are low in the polls, who have remained low in the polls, haven't gained traction, are probably going to be desperate and watch for some flailing punches.
Beto,
is Booker still around? Yeah, Corey. I don't think Andrew Yang's going to be desperate, but he needs to speak up. He needs to be a little more forceful.
Yeah, he has the ability to kind of start winning some people over here. I think there's some lag time that's happening in here. We saw that we did the report on the numbers for Elizabeth Warren yesterday. I think that Bernie is. You remember how in the last election, the last one, Bernie kept talking louder and faster because he's getting kind of anxious. I think that's going to happen to him again. And I think age is going to show up on Bernie. The age is definitely going to show up on Joe Biden. And they're going to not over prep him, but they're going to try to prepare him for too many things, too many incidents. Speaking of Bernie Sanders is bringing in people that have this very anti-Semitic, and he's Jewish, by the way, anti-Semitic kind of background to him, including this Muslim woman that was big on the inaugural day protest and very out there. Let's listen in.
Democrats have pushed back against accusations that some of its rising stars are anti-Semitic. But Bernie Sanders, who is Jewish, grew up Jewish, is making that a lot harder by trotting out Linda Sarsour as a campaign surrogate. Now, Sarsour, of course, has defended Sharia law, supports the anti-Israel BDS movement, and has ties to the Palestinian terror group Hamas. Joining me now is Dr. Kanta Ahmed, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Asra Nomani, co-founder of the Muslim Reform Movement. Dr. Ahmed, this obviously sends a pretty bad message to pro-Israel Jews, but what kind of message does it send to American Muslims?
So this is very clear. It's not surprising at all that the left, the contemporary left or the far left, is embracing someone who has Islamist sympathies. Certainly, Linda Sarsour, like me, is a Muslim, is a woman of color, is a daughter of migrants, but she embraces a virulent anti-Semitic BDS stance. She has actually demonized Jewish Zionists. She's excluded from the Women's March Jewish Zionists who wanted to support and stand in solidarity with women. And this means that the left is very comfortable seeing as a badge of belonging, as a marker of belonging, fraternizing with anti-Semitism, even when it comes in the disguise, in the sum of all virtues, of this woman wearing a veil of color, which is what a lot of American culture now, popular culture, worships, is this kind of victim sheep. So it's really devastating for us. We want to see Muslims in political power. I'd like to see a Muslim like Asra Nomani in political power with her pluralistic and liberal ideas. But this is illiberalism in the left marrying with anti-Semitism.
This is the very attractive PhD lady that really kind of tries to bring the Muslim faith into kind of, you know, we need to be doing a better job of talking and communicating to people and not trying to talk about in radical terms.
Yeah, she has. She speaks to the kings better than a lot of people I know, yeah. Myself included.
She's really good. Now, so Bernie Sanders, and she brings up some really valid and very good points there. This is where Bernie starts messing up. Nobody will challenge him because Bernie will get in your face if you challenge him in any way. He gets, like, upset if you challenge him. Well, there are a group of people who don't care Bernie gets upset.
Oh, sure.
He just hadn't met them yet. And I can see one of the oldest tricks in the book that happens in campaigns, where you send people. Do you remember Happy Gilmore, where they sent the guy out to get Happy rattled?
Right.
That's what they do in campaigns. They'll send people out to, you know, to basically tweak the candidate and try to. And I think Bernie's going to go in and be doing one of these town halls, and somebody's going to go in there and call him out on some stuff. And how Bernie handles that is going to have a lot to do with how Bernie does. Elizabeth has had a couple of people do that to her.
Oh, sure. And it's already happened in one of the debates, and he's no longer in the race, but Hickenlooper?
Yeah.
Yeah, that exchange, like, well, why don't you throw your hands up again? Oh, I will. I'll throw my hands up. Like, it didn't. That was not the right response. It was kind of funny, and it wasn't damning or anything, and it didn't hurt him or anything. But it just also showed, he's reacting way too emotionally, way too quickly.
Well, and if you look unhinged, that's not a good way to be running for president of the United States. And that's the argument that they're giving against Trump.
Right.
So you don't want to have an unhinged person running in their mind against another unhinged person. And I think that's where, when we get down to it, I think Bernie's demise will be the unhingedness. But the other problem that they've got, I don't think Bernie's going to go anywhere. I think Bernie's going to stay in there. He enjoys this way too much. And if you look at this, any way you look at it, this is his last shot.
Oh, a contested convention for the Democrats would be a wonderful thing.
Wouldn't that be just mea culpa?
Because
going crazy?
Right now, I believe they changed their rules, right? Where
they don't have superdelegates.
They don't have superdelegates
for the first.
Unless there's a second ballot at the convention.
Right.
Yeah.
And then bring in Hillary.
Oh,
Hillary's helping Elizabeth Warren out, too.
Okay.
What a couple. You should have seen Elizabeth and Hillary on stage together where Hillary's kind of, yay, holding her hands up and with Elizabeth Warren talking about how great she is. That's a match made in heaven. I think Elizabeth Warren, I think she could be the nominee. And if she is the nominee, I think she will come across in the foolish state of things. I just don't see her playing very well in some very key states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. She'll play really well in Madison, Wisconsin, but not any further than that. Let me go to a break. Coming back, more on Bernie Sanders and this person helping him out right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Feel when I dance with you. We move like the sea. You're all I want to know. I feel free. I feel free.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama. Alabama.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Two 272-9228, that's where we are. Have on good authority that Squeaky Farmer was going to have those big mums in this weekend. They were great last year. I had one in my living room and then one outside when you walked into my front door. It was really great. They had the orange and the yellow and the purple. Really good. So remember that. I also want to give a big shout out to Worth Cleaners and Michael. Michael is so patient with me. He normally comes after I leave for the show. We came a little bit earlier, so I was getting ready in the back and rang the doorbell a couple of times. Couldn't get to him. And then he saw me come out and pull back in. He said, well, I was going to come back for you anyhow to pick up your laundry today, so you didn't have to worry. And that's just what Worth Cleaners is all about. If you want to use their pickup service, it is absolutely spectacular. I'm on a Tuesday, Friday schedule, and it fits me perfectly. I just put everything in a bag, put it out on at the pickup area by my back door, and then voila, they bring it back on Friday, all pressed and cleaned and ready to go. Worth Cleaners, Steve Worth, personal friend of mine, go to church together. He is really, really spectacular. Let's continue on with Bernie Sanders talking about the Taos support of known anti-Semite Linda Sarceau.
Azra, you filmed this about a week ago, and the language is a bit shocking. Let's watch.
Netanyahu and Donald Trump are all fascists. Every single one of them is a fascist. Allah wants you to stand up against fascism. I'm pretty sure that Allah will be in approval of us banding together as a community and saying that we will not allow an Islamophobe, an anti-Muslim bigot. They want the Muslims to be afraid. They want you to not talk about Palestine and about Kashmir. We will come back in 2021 and we will triumph together.
Oscar, your reaction when Sarceau said that?
So I was in Houston. It was for the Islamic Society North America conference. I've been reporting on her penetration into the Democratic Party for the last decade. And I was shocked at how she used shame and this holier-than-thou attitude to try to basically goad Muslims into voting how she wants. At this conference, I picked up the American flag, MuslimDemocrats.org.
Not on the flag.
Yeah, because this is what they've done, is a calculated strategy. Just like Kanto was just saying, they have used the liberalism of America to bring their illiberal ideas. And it's really tragic for America, because that next night then, while Linda Sarceau was saying that we've got to get this fascist out of the White House, Bernie Sanders came to town. And he did his speech, got a standing ovation from the Muslims. And down in the bazaar, I got this book. That's The Right of the Spouses. And it says here that the Muslim man can beat his wife.
Boy, I wonder what the feminists think about that. Senator John DeVoe on the line.
Well, as long as it's a consensual beating.
Do the warning. We made that promise to Jim.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what this means. You can turn off your radio for 2 minutes and 30 seconds and come back with us. John DeVoe starts wandering or doing a PSA or a campaign, and we'll cut him off. Let's bring in the one and only John DeVoe. John, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
So the first time I actually heard that introduction in the movie, I was like, oh, that's where they got that from.
There you go.
But peace and blessings to you and the child lives in honor. You know, that Worth Cleaners, that's like, that's the service I need. How much they charge for that?
You have to call them, and they do it by the pound.
Yeah, that sounds like a good, pretty good deal there.
Seriously, a really good deal.
I can utilize it. You know, John F. Kennedy, when he was president, you know, he
used Worth Cleaners.
All he knows is they take his clothes. You know, he take his clothes off and put on his clothes, and somebody else would come and get them, and you know, take them and bring them. You know, he never knew where they went after that. All he knew, he just put them on and take them off. Now, Ronald Reagan said when he married Nancy, he married up. Now, all he had, after he married Nancy, all he had to do was take a bath and put his clothes on and be where he's supposed to be.
There you go.
He married Nancy Reagan and he married up. But
I bet Jane Wyman didn't like that, but go ahead.
Say that again?
I bet Jane Wyman didn't like that. Jane Wyman was his first wife.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I always liked Nancy Reagan. You know, she went to England, and when they went to England for the first time to meet the Queen of England, well, Nancy Reagan refused to curtsy to the Queen of England because she said that they were equal heads of state. And she and Ronald Reagan, they didn't bow and they didn't curtsy because they felt like they were meeting the Queen of England as an equal head of state.
I was there when that happened. And let me tell you a little further story about that. The our chief of protocol, Annenbergs, as in the famous Annenbergs who were super-duper wealthy, they appointed her as the chief of protocol. And she greeted the queen, and she curtsied. And it was a firestorm in Washington, D.C., to the very highest points in the White House. But the media went crazy. The people at the White House went crazy and said, you just don't do that. So
yeah,
Reagans were never going to do that.
Yeah, they said they were equal heads of state. They wouldn't bow and they wouldn't curse it. But listen, everybody in the Patterson Court neighborhood, our keynote speaker at our neighborhood meeting today is State Representative Tashina Morris from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. today in the Patterson Court neighborhood. We used to meet in our neighborhood community center, the Alice Adams Community
John,
Center.
John, you're past your time. You should have done that little piece first. You have a great day.
Listen, peace and blessings to you, my sincere and dear.
Thanks. We did it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it right.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to go to a break. Coming back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides. And I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport.
President Trump needs a new national security advisor.
Listen, I'm not going to get into the back and forth here, but the fact remains that the president did ask for John Bolton's resignation. It was delivered today.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley, it appeared Bolton's days in the administration were numbered.
John Bolton was quickly falling into disfavor among some very significant players here at the White House, most recently because of his disagreement with the president over having the Taliban at right. Camp David and B, the overall peace plan for Camp David.
Fox's John Roberts. Another vaping-related death in the U.S.
The Kansas Department of Health confirms the first death in the state, now six nationwide, related to an outbreak of lung disease linked to vaping, which the American Vaping Association pins on black market products and chemicals that include THC.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody wants to know, when is this heat going to let up? And the answer is not anytime soon. There's still a risk of an isolated shower or storm, but they will be few and far between. And they'll fade out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still hot with a high in the mid to upper 90s, but the rain chances generally under 20% both days, and not much change in this very hot pattern on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Two, is that marker right? We just did two and we have not done three?
Right.
Okay. That part about the women's book and they can be beaten. I mean, this what the Dems just don't realize is how they endorse and embrace this stuff, Omar in particular. And it is, if they would really look at this stuff, if they'd really take it apart, they'd find out this is so contrary to their own beliefs. Let's listen in to this next piece here, Women and Muslim Beliefs.
But that was a book for sale?
At the conference.
At the conference.
At the conference.
Well, okay, where are the feminists here?
Yeah.
Okay, where are the feminists in the United States who would stand up for
right.
the... I got to borrow this.
If you just flip through it and you just look at the headings, and then you look at this one that was also sold at the conference, Kanta will know this book. It's one that most Muslims know, The Reliance of the Traveler. It sounds great. A nice chapter on jihad and why we should wage jihad against the Jews and the Christians.
Okay.
So this is where Bernie Sanders...
This is where the Democrat Party is now. Waging, this book for sale downstairs where she's, celebrated. Now she's endorsing Bernie.
Right.
Dr. Ahmed, really quickly, intersectionality. You talk about this word. You hear it on college campuses. We got like 20 seconds. What is it?
So it came out as a very sensible legal definition to make sure that workers that were African-American and female were treated equally. That is an American value. But today, intersectionality is like a competition of who is the most valuable victim. It is excluding... it is including all victims except the Jew. The Jewish person who is the survivor of the world's worst genocide in history is excluded from the fourth kind of iteration of intersectionality. And that is what is the strong current carrying this kind of a feminist into the modern Democratic Party.
Yeah, and it's just as Kanta was saying, this idea of humanity, it does not extend to the Jewish
people. Let's go to TJ. TJ, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Good to hear from you today and listen to you. I'm just wondering if I went up to one of Bernie Sanders' town halls, asked him, was he a card-carrying communist? You reckon that'd carry him up?
I think he would have an answer for you. Probably wouldn't be an accurate one, but he would have an answer for you, I'm sure.
I almost got money says he is, but some of the things he's saying and doing with it seemed like to me coming out of the Communist Manifesto.
Well, see, this is where the Dems are really messing up. Matter of fact, there's an interesting New York Times editorial we may be able to get to that basically says, look, guys, y'all are going way off the reservation here. And that's New York Times.
They must be really going off the reservation, and they are, if the New York Times is saying that. But I just think Bernie Sanders, those people that call themselves leftists, we all know what they are. You know what the left is. You know what communism is. The left. And I think they all are myself. I might be a little radical. I don't know.
Yeah, you are a little radical. Just kidding.
Well, that's my two cents. I just want to call it and give you my two cents on it.
Thanks, TJ. Appreciate you.
Amen. Thank you. Bye.
Let's continue on here with this Bernie Sanders ideals not represented by all Democrats.
They're not. They don't think of them as human.
Exactly.
They are. In their view, they're not human. Even though she said, "Sarsour, it would be so great to have the first Jewish American president."
No, it's because he dares to be anti-Israel. Yeah. That's why she'll support him.
So very important. This is not all Democrats. This is not representing centrist Democrats, many of whom are my beloved Jewish friends. This is pulling the party to an extreme direction.
They have to fight for their party.
I messed that one up really badly. 272-9228, that's where we are. Since we're kind of talking about this, let's take a shot at this op-ed that was in New York Times talking about the Democrats and the way that they're going. When it says stop, Dan, talk about chart, then just stop right there.
Okay. How important do Democrats think it is to beat President Trump in 2020? Obviously, most Democrats would say it's vitally important. Four more years of the Trump presidency could allow him to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court.
Oh, my God.
It would worsen the climate crisis. It would cement his paranoid racism, and scorn for democracy as the new American normal. Given these consequences, you would think that Democrats would be approaching the 2020 campaign with a ruthless sense of purpose. But they're not. At least not yet. They are not focusing on issues that expose Trump's main vulnerabilities. They have instead devoted substantial time to wonky subjects that excite some progressive activists and alienate most American voters. Recent polls suggest that the Democrats really are increasing the chances Trump will win re-election. The good news is that the campaign is still just getting started. Many Americans haven't yet paid much attention. The next phase starts Thursday night with a debate in Houston featuring the 10. Before I get into the polling, I want to make clear that I'm not making the argument that some centrists and conservatives have made. By now, you've probably heard claims that Democrats are hurtling towards socialism and instead must return to the triangulation of the Bill Clinton years. The evidence doesn't support that view. Over the past two decades, incomes for most Americans have barely grown. Median wealth has declined. This is all nonsense. Do I really have to read it? Americans are frustrated, and a majority supports a populist agenda. Higher taxes on corporations and the rich, expanded government health care and financial aid, a higher minimum wage, even a Green New Deal. The Democrats are on solid ground, substantively and politically, by pushing all of these issues, they should be casting Trump as a plutocrat in populist clothes, who has used the presidency to enrich himself and other wealthy insiders at the expense of hard-working middle-class families. It's a caricature that has the benefit of truth. When pundits yearn for economic triangulation, they're the ones confusing their own policy preferences with good political advice. The mistake that Democratic candidates have made is thinking that just because they should activate their progressive id on some issues, they should do so on all issues. There are two main examples, both of which have received a lot of airtime during the presidential debates. The first is the idea of decriminalizing border crossings so that the illegal entry into this country would be only a civil violation. Most top Democratic candidates, Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren support the idea. If illegal entry weren't a crime, they say, Trump couldn't lock people in cages. Supporters of the idea make intricate, technocratic arguments about how decriminalization won't make the border less secure. But most voters tune out. They don't buy the long explanations for why the policy doesn't mean what it certainly seems to mean. Less border enforcement. In an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, 67% of registered voters call decriminalization, quote, a bad idea.
Okay, so let me kind of go through and tell me what candidates this sounds like. Decriminalizing border crossing. 67% say it's a bad idea. 27% say it's a good idea. 0% or 6% are unsure. Slavery reparations. 63% say it's a bad idea. 26% of the people say good idea. 11% of the people say unsure. Replace private insurance. 55% of the public say it's a bad idea. 40% say it's a good idea. 5% say they're unsure. Repeal Obamacare. 50% of the people say bad idea. 45% of the people say good idea. 5% of the people say unsure. So when you take those things and you think about the first debate where they all raise their hands and talk about decriminalizing of border crossing, and then they talked about slavery reparation, then they talked about replacing private health care, that every one of them said yes. Then Kamala Harris did her thing. Well, I didn't hear the question correctly. And what I was saying is that slowly, and then she kind of said, well, we'd have a choice, replace it or not replace it. She's such a liar. But see, that's where they're having their problems. And when you put that with Trump on his four issues of those, he rings the bell. Continue on, my friend.
The second example is a proposal to eliminate private health insurance and require people to have Medicare. Sanders and Warren back it. Again, supporters offer complex arguments about why Americans will love this idea, especially if it's phrased in just the right way. And again, most Americans say no thanks. They're dealing with enough economic anxiety without having their health insurance taken away and replaced by something uncertain. The shame is that both health care and immigration should be Democratic advantages. Most voters recoil at Trump's racist immigrant bashing, and most want the option to join Medicare. And if Democrats want to reverse Trump's policies, they need to beat him, not offer policies like decriminalization that would hypothetically constrain him. Yet Democrats are frittering away their advantage and damaging their image. Last fall, most Americans had a favorable view of the Democratic Party, according to a Pew Research Center. That makes sense because Democrats ran a populist campaign in the 2018 midterms focused on pocketbook issues that dominate many people's lives, like wages and medical costs. This year, the polling has flipped. Most Americans now have an unfavorable view of the party, no better than their view of the Republican Party. Likewise, slightly more voters say the ideas being offered by the Democratic candidates would hurt the country than say would help, according to the NPR poll.
Okay, so we have the poll here. Last year, Democrat favorability rating was 53%, unfavorable 42%. Republicans were 43%, unfavorable 52%. That was September of 2018, a mere 5 weeks before the midterm election by party group. Now, right now, the favorable for Democrat is 45%. The unfavorable for Democrats is 52%. The favorable for Republicans, 45%. Unfavorable, 52%. Exactly.
Wow.
Split even. That is where you win. So in other words, Republicans went up 2, Democrats went down 8.
Wow.
That speaks volumes. This is New York Times, by the way, saying this.
Yeah, this is not Joey's opinion. Please don't pin me on this. I'm just reading. I recognize that the subject of race looms over this discussion. By making the case for border decriminalization as well as slavery reparations, Democrats are trying to signal their rejection of Trump's white nationalism. But there are ways to do that without pushing deeply unpopular policies. Several candidates instead seem to be advocating an agenda that liberals think Black, Latino, and Asian American voters support, rather than the agenda that most actually support. More than 60% of voters of color, after all, say that border decriminalization is a bad idea. The best strategy for Democrats is a populist one that speaks to voters of all races, the sort of campaign they ran last year and that Barack Obama ran in 08 and 2012. Those worked out pretty well. In many fields, politics, business, the military, sports, successful leaders ask themselves what their opponent wants them to do and then do the opposite. If Democrats at this week's debate keep talking about border decriminalization and mandatory Medicare, I know that many well-meaning liberals will be happy, but I can think of someone else who will also be happy, Donald Trump.
Ooh. Let me go back to something that you read about three paragraphs ago. More than 60% of the voters of color, after all, say that border decriminalization is a bad idea.
Those racists.
That's African American, that's Hispanic, that's Asian American. 60%. So when you start taking this and you're not doing the core, this is why when they're talking to registered voters, it's an off-skewed comment. It is totally, how many of these people are going to actually show up at the polls? And we're going to see in Iowa and in New Hampshire what the polling numbers are, actual voting numbers. And I think they're going to be in for a little bit of a surprise. And you take Donald Trump and what he's saying, you take Elizabeth Warren, for example, even Joe Biden, because he cannot say it well. But Elizabeth Warren, the more I read this kind of stuff, the more I realize she's just like ready for a big old car crash out there. News Talk 93.1. The Dan Mora Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Mora Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Mora Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Rich did. Let me tell you first about Granger Thagard Auctions, gtauctions.com. They want you to go to their website and look at the wonderful properties they have. They have an auction coming up tomorrow, and you can go and view it today. Go by and see him at gtauctions.com. Great place, very, very high quality, June Collier's estate, and it's got business property, it's got residential property, it's got acres of land over in Wetumpka. You Elmorans, y'all need to check this out, gtauctions.com. Let me tell you, these are first-class folks, and June Collier was a first-class lady. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely.
Hey, before we get started here on our conversation, would you mind putting me in for the drawing for Sweet Creek?
Not at all. The only thing is, if you win, I want to meet you down there, and we'll break bread together.
That would be a wonderful thing.
What's on your mind today? Wait, give me a month and day of birth.
December 25th.
Oh, yeah. You're the perfecto day.
Christmas baby.
There you go. My nephew hated being a Christmas baby because he said Christmas was always kind of what they do is they take what they would normally give me and take a little of it away and put it in my birthday thing. So he always felt like he was robbed.
Well, I always got a little bit, you know, something a little special, you know. I've never had a birthday party.
Yeah, I know.
But I just looked at it like everybody celebrating my birthday.
There you go. You and the big guy.
That's right. Hey, the reason I called is, you know, day after day we hear these crazy things that Democrats say, and their platform is just unbelievable. You know, you just have to pinch yourself sometimes, and I was just thinking, you know, if we could dig up our founding fathers and let them listen to some of this garbage, you know, they wouldn't believe it. They would I know what they would say. They would say, sir or ma'am, you are absolutely absurd, and that's it, and wouldn't give them the time of day. But instead, we have the liberal media just fawning over these people, like they're saying something great. But all they're doing is speaking of ideas and policies that they would implement that would lead us to our downfall.
Yeah, let me tell you, this is where this could look more like a McGovern Nixon 72 race, and I think the Democrats are going to be shocked at how the public is going to respond to them when it gets down to voting. And particularly doing the impeachment stuff, and they start carrying that on, and what they just keep saying ad nauseum. I think the people that are in swing states like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, even places like New Jersey, I think they're going to, in North Carolina, I think they're going to go, you know, you guys do not need to be in charge.
I think the Republicans would do themselves a big favor if they constantly contrast what the Democrats are doing and what they want to do. So the Democrats want to impeach Donald Trump because they don't like him, and here's the problems we want to address, but the Democrats won't let us. And talk about the invasion into our country with illegal immigrants and trade with China and all the myriad of things that need to be handled, but the Democrats are too busy playing petty politics.
That's what he did last night in North Carolina. He did exactly what Ritz had just suggested to him. He did a parallel. If you vote for Democrats, you get this. You get socialism. You get socialized medicine. Stock market tumbles. Bad things happen. If you keep Trump in office, we're going to continue going on and doing what we're doing.
You can't help but wonder just how well this country would be doing right now if we didn't have this interference from the Democrats and this constant bickering back and forth and dirty tricks that they play. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but my retirement account has been doing very well, even though we have all this nonsense going on. And I could only imagine what it would be like if Donald Trump was unleashed.
Rich, you bring up a great point, and this is something among financial advisors is of great conversation. we will get from clients, you know, we'll ask them in a meeting, what are some of your biggest concerns? And they'll talk about recession. They'll basically parrot the bad news that the media gets out. And then our job is to kind of show them, well, here's what the unemployment rates are. Here's what the consumer confidence is. Here are the numbers that tell us where we're going. And they're basically jawboning the economy down.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Dan. As far as the national news, I've just had to cut it off.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore. It is just absolutely, it's ludicrous, and it's just a waste of my time because I don't believe it, so why am I wasting my time watching it?
There you go, and let me tell you something. That's what's happening to them. This latest thing, and I played the Today Show piece on the CIA, and what happened is CNN started the story, but NBC News and Comcast were the people who really picked it up and ran with it. And they've run with some real bad stuff that they haven't. The whole thing about Noah and stuff, they're the ones who kept perpetuating that.
Sure, because it fits their narrative. And their narrative is anything that can hurt Donald Trump.
What has Donald Trump done wrong today?
That's exactly right. Well, I'm very thankful for your show and all you contribute to making sure that I stay informed. And I appreciate you weeding through all the garbage and giving me the real stuff.
It is my pleasure, Riz. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate your friendship.
Thank you, my friend. Same here.
We got you in. We'll do that drawing on Friday.
Mighty fine. I'll be listening.
Thanks. Oh, man. We ran out of room again.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh.
What a good show.
We had Newt Gingrich. We got price gouging we didn't even get to. Let's do the first part of Jason Napolitano. I think we fit one in.
All right.
Immigration outrage as a new report claims nearly 500 illegal immigrants with
ICE
detainers on them were released in sanctuary counties across North Carolina in the last 10 months. Reportedly among them, people who were wanted for kidnapping, assault, arson, and murder.
Here to weigh in, Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, the friction between ICE and certain sanctuary cities, states, counties is getting to an intolerable level.
I'm surprised this is happening in North Carolina, and this is serious. So this is not the case of people being released who are susceptible to deportation, and the sheriffs who are releasing them because they finished serving their term for which the sheriff was confining them, failing to tell ICE. This is people who are charged with other crimes in North Carolina for which the sheriffs are not rearresting them and are releasing them. So if somebody's in jail, an illegal immigrant is in jail for a bank robbery,
right,
and is also charged with assault and finishes the bank robbery term, he should be rearrested, reincarcerated, and prosecuted for assault. That's not happening in North Carolina.
That's right.
And it's a difficult thing to address. You would think that the people of North Carolina would be electing public officials who'd be concerned with their safety. Guess what? They're not.
We're going to pick that back up on tomorrow because that should be an outrage. The sheriff is going to make a comment talking about, well, it's because of the low bail sets that judges do. No, it's because you don't do your job. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it.